Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Debrief, June 10, 2025. It won't happen until week 6, but the Steelers-Browns first matchup of the season already has some juice to it after the Aaron Rodgers signing. Greg Newsom, who got in the fight with George Pickens at the end of last year's snow game, he already guaranteed an interception of Aaron Rodgers. And then we had our pal Myles Garrett say this to Cleveland Browns media earlier today.
Rodgers coming into the AFC North.
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
And apparently it has something to do with Halloween.
Yeah, he decorates his big front lawn. There's lots of pictures of it. So everyone who wants to know what Myles Garrett's house looks like, you can go see it easily on the internet. He just puts tombstones with all the AFC North quarterbacks, or I think all the quarterbacks he's sacked and their numbers and everything in his front yard.
How many tombstones would he have in his front yard if he just did playoff wins?
Same number as TJ Watt, or one more than TJ Watt. Sorry.
He'd have one.
Yeah. Still, again, doesn't work too well when we have to come back and say one more than the Steelers would have since 2017.
They could also very well have one inserted on their season by the time they play Pittsburgh on October 12th.
Are you aware, that is.
Are you aware of what their first 5 games are? I didn't realize it was
Let's hear
this. Against Cincinnati at home, which they do oddly always play
Burrow
pretty well. So we'll see how that goes. At Baltimore, Green Bay, at Detroit, and then international game against Minnesota.
So, I think they're an incompetent organization that can't get out of its own way. Let me start with that. In many ways, though, like their outlook for this season, I am jealous of. I think they'll find a way to screw it up, but they have lottery tickets at quarterback. Now, Kenny is one that obviously you guys don't think will pan out.
It's more like one of those scratch-offs that you could win $20 on.
They've got two rookie quarterbacks. Now, I thought it was kind of foolish to draft two, but, you know, two question marks. If none of them pan out, they're likely going to go like 2-15 or 3-14, and they've got a great pick. Now, for some reason, they do better than I just described. Then they'll have probably at best an average pick, but they also have Jacksonville's first round pick. So, to me, this season is not about extending the Steelers' streak of non-losing seasons for Mike or merely winning one playoff game, which is meaningful to me, but not the end-all be-all. It's about finding your next solution at quarterback. And at this very second, I think the Browns have the potential to do that. Now, like I mentioned at the start of it, though, I feel like they have a tendency to really F these things up. But they've got the ducks in a row, so to speak, to really have their pick of the litter in next year's draft here. Like Donnie says, man, have you seen the way their season starts? As if it's a bad thing, I'd actually be excited for like, oh, great.
Now, 0-5, we're on our way.
Now, the difference though too is like they've already done that. They've already gone 1-15 and 0-16 and watched it really not work out for them.
So, I mean, they had it fixed with Baker, and then his desire to play through injury and their stupidity ruined it.
Right, which gets back to what I said. They can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, see, that's why if I was one of their fans, I don't know how excited I would be. Because it would almost be, I mean, you know how down people are always on the Pirates, and the Pirates have a golden goose of their own right now.
Yep.
I mean, don't you kind of feel that way if you're a Browns fan? Like,
I don't know. Have like, you seen these Shadur camp, these Shadur OTA highlights? Boy, they are throwing out every highlight throw he makes on ESPN.
But more than any other team in my lifetime, have they had either the first overall pick or a pick in the top five? And how often have they screwed it up?
Yeah, I mean,
almost every time.
That's why, like, Myles Garrett signing back there for all that money, he's the defensive Joe Thomas now. Cool. You got paid again. You're uber rich. You're going to be a Hall of Famer, but you're never, ever, ever going to win. And you voluntarily, willingly, signed up for more of that. Mm-hmm. You could have gotten traded, and that new team probably would have given you very close to that amount of money. And you'd actually have a chance to do something like team-oriented in your career. He decided not to do that because instead he wants to get an Aaron Rodgers tombstone in his front yard in suburban Cleveland.
Well, it's hard to find real estate in a new city where you can, the zoning ordinances, everything else. I mean, easements and what have you. You put those tombstones too close to the
sidewalk. But Donnie, to the point you were saying about, you know, about like how if you were a Browns fan, you'd have such a defeatist attitude about everything. And I agree with that. Like, I enjoyed for the last couple of years that we got to laugh and make fun of and poke fun at the New England Patriots again. I think they're right back to being in a better situation than we are. They put up with like 2 or 3 years of people dunking on them again and making fun of them post-Brady, and now they are right back to a better situation than us.
They got a potential dude at quarterback. That's
exactly
all that matters. They got
exactly
a potential dude.
Yep.
They got a guy who reminds me more of Big Ben than just about any quarterback that's been drafted in recent years.
I'd rather be them than us right now.
Steelers, I can see that argument because we've also talked about how we think that the Patriots could be a sneaky wild card team.
Steelers are addicted to the middle of the league. They are in the worst spot. They're going to go 8-9 or 9-8. They are addicted to being this way.
My good friend Nick Wright said it exactly right on his podcast today. His point was about the Aaron Rodgers signing. Their goal is to go 11-8. Okay, that's 19 games. What's that mean? Their goal is to go 10-7, win one playoff game, 11-7. Lose in the divisional round, 11-8. That's what they're building a team to do. Like, best case scenario, that's what they're building for. They're getting together like, all right, how do we get to the round of eight?
How do we get one play? They're building a team to win one playoff game, period. Which it could be, that happening.
That's their goal.
That happening could be as simple as the other team's quarterback is hurt in that game, and it might not even be you built a good team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just got lucky.
And that to that point, I brought this up to Bob yesterday, why I don't care for and I haven't for a while cared for the point that people, and Mike Tomlin will say this all the time, and I know that he's the head coach, so he has to instill some sort of confidence, but the people that will say, well, as long as they get in, then we'll see what happens.
That doesn't
because we do know what happens. They get in, they get their ass kicked.
One seven seed is one.
I want them to actually feel like a threat.
One time a seven seed is one since they went to the expanded playoffs. I don't think that Kyle Dubas has done a good job as Penguins GM, but I agreed with what he said at the end of the year. What's the point in just building a team that backdoors its way in?
And he's talking about a playoffs in his sport that actually is hyper-random and can go.
Yeah, not as much lately, but the history of it for sure is like that, Chris.
Well, it's a sport that doesn't have quarterbacks and doesn't have the one position can have an outsized influence on every series. If it could, guess what? Connor McDavid and the Oilers wouldn't have got their asses handed to them. But he's got his feet more firmly planted on the ground than the Steelers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.